Kiltory. Kiltory rode hunting through deep woods and green. In the kingdom of Scotland, his like ne'er was seen. Wherever he hunted, by valley or steep, the hearts of the youthful like fountains would leap. There's many a bonny lass back in sad Maine. Kiltory has left me at daybreak alane. Oh, why man he leave with a first light today? Kiltory rides hunting, though love bids him stay. Lord Rand's wanton lady, where hill waters flowed, caught sight of Kiltory as hunting he rode. She saw him jaunt past at the blue break o' day. If yon were the huntsman, I'd fain be his prey. On the brink of the river Kiltory rode by. In the first light of sunrise his face she did spy. Gin I were a falcon, take come at your call. Frae ramparts o' heaven till your fist I would fall. Lord Rand frae the Indies fetched home for his dame rare diamonds like water and rubies like flame. For diamonds and rubies I carena, she said. I would that Kiltory were laid in my bed. Oh, what will content ye, my dear lady gay? Alane wi Kiltory content I would stay. I crave for the finest o' all earth's delights, till lie wi Kiltory for 10 starry nights. Kiltory rode hunting in the forests o' green, and ever behind him Lord Rand rode unseen. He saw the sun glint on Kiltory's brown hair. Ye micht ha lived lang, gin ye werena sae fair. The woodlands were lanely, Lord Rand took a dart, and struck doon Kiltory, cleft clear through the heart. When evening grew late, to his lady he said, the huntsman, Kiltory, is laid in your bed. Come hither, my lady, lie doon wi your dear, a rival sae braw I have reason to fear. Come lie wi your true love for 10 starry nights. I'll grudge in the hour o' your stolen delights. Tae the dead man he flung her, he nailed up the door. Kiltory, I wish ye the joyler whore. Awa' in the woodlands the wild throstles cried, and the waters ran red on the brant mountain side. The waters at morning ran red on the steep. The wild throstles cry, and the young lasses weep. For never again at the blue break o' day will Kiltory ride hunting while love bids him stay.
Oh, the stepmother. My lord's young daughter in the earth finds rest. They laid her doll upon her shrouded breast. So the waxen image with its crown of glass is the child's companion under churchyard grass. I had little liking for that silent child, with her ways so quiet and her eyes so wild, and the first wife's beauty in her wistful face to stir his memories and mock my place. She had no playmates and was much alone. To secret cruelties I will not own. It was only that I could not bear his smile of pleasure when he called her fair. This house is older than the old thorn trees. Its rooms all echo with the roar of the seas. At night, if a child cried, nobody would hear. But what should be stirring for a child to fear? A month of sea mist, and at last she died. He knelt down weeping at the new graveside. My words of comfort stammered into air. The headstone trembled, and the doll stood there. My heart beat heavy as its eyes met mine, black eyes shining, bitter and malign. He lifted up his head when he heard me groan, and it darted silently behind the stone. I looked in my mirror in the evening late. A young child dying puts an end to hate. The flames of the candle sprang an azure blaze as the mirror tarnished neath the doll's dark gaze. My deep rose garden in the noonday light was balmy refuge from the dreams of night. A rose tree shuddering where no wind blew. The red leaves fluttered as the doll pushed through. The feet that follow me are light as air. I turn to look, and there is no one there. The hands stretched out to me are weak and small, yet hold me helpless in their evil thrall. My husband's kisses give me no more joy. Our bed so menaced by the sleepless toy. It parts the curtains when the moon shines clear. Its pygmy shadow is the night I fear. It parts the curtains of the nuptial bed. I never loved her, but she's dead, she's dead. She lies in darkness, and her woes are done. The doll from the deep grave walks in the sun. A month of sea mists and the end of tears. Alas for me, how many months or years? They laid her doll upon her shrouded breast. The child lies asleep, but the doll won't rest. The fair flowery leaf, the clouds in the crystal, how darkly they blow. The watcher looks back into time long ago. In horror he looks on the smoldering tree. The green wood, the fair flowery leaf. Unholy the legend and haunting the shame that broods in the past o'er the great house of Glaim. The chieftain Dalgarth, he was famed near and far. He lived neath the blaze of a fortunate star, unmatched in his beauty and careless of fate, nay, fair dame denying a chieftaincy great, till he won to his bed, for a passing desire, the bonny young wife o' the Clerk of Kintyre. The crystal is sullen, its fires bleak and red, the wife o' a wizard he won to his bed. Shall lovers lie easy whose pleasures foretell how fierce is the lunt o' the bonfires o' hell? The Clerk went a-walking one dreich eventide. He walked in the woods where the bodiless bide. He circled a rowan that never bare fruit, and called forth the demon that raged at its root. There rang through the greenwood the bells of the kirk. The demon was scurly, he blazed in the murk. Ye hungering deer, dinna fashion your flame, agay to your keeping the great Lord o' Glaim. He feareth nae mortal, sae high is his pride. Behind and before him I bid ye abide. He rushed frae the tree roots, he towered frae the fire. Gae meet wi' Dalgarth, cried the Clerk o' Kintyre. Gae meet wi' Dalgarth in the green woods alane, and rend in the green woods his flesh, pray his bane. When 7 days darkened and 7 nights sped, Dalgarth grew uneasy and spake in his dread. Gin I walk in the green wood, a presence I feel, as near as the shadow that lags at my heel. Whispers to my charger, I gallop the plain, near hasty the horror that runs at my rein. He walked in the greenwood, he turned on his heel. I charge ye that follow, your face to reveal. There rose up afore him that demon sae dread, on fire for his feet to the hairs o' his head. Whence come ye, fierce spirit, o' shuddering fire? I come frae my master, the Clerk o' Kintyre. Ah, what do ye seek in the green woods alane? Tae rend in the green woods your flesh, pray your bane. Dalgarth stepped awa' in the shadowy place, maist like to a swooned there, sae pale was his face. A breeze frae the south gar the green branches sway. The fiend saw him blanch in the sunbeams o' day. His cheek wan as death, and his hair blowing bright, he seemed in the sun like an angel o' light. The fierce demon trembled, and silent was he. They came through the groves to the fair flowery lea. O'er sweet was the waft to the wind blowing south. I'm parching the garth for the kiss o' your mouth. He sprang around lightly, the twa stood a stare, the creature of flame and the man frighted sair. Mid the forest sae lamely that circled the lea, for the mercy o' God, will you let me gang free? Nay, merciful God, ruth my kingdom o' wrath, wherever ye flee me, I'll burn in your path. That gin ye would soul me, and share my desire, then faithful I'll serve ye, through flood and through fire. Ah, golden thou garth, like the blessed though ye shine, yet I am your truth, and I claim ye for mine. Come, lie in the light, on the fair flowery lea, tae the blazing abyss, will ye venture wi' me. The crystal is throbbing, its fire smoulder low, the clouds change their shapes as they float to and fro. O chieftain of Graham, flee awa' to the shade, or snatch forth your dagger and fall on its blade. What gars ye, ill-fated, till linger and sigh, nor muster your spirit their deal to deny? The woodlands were whist, say the lark trilling sweet, the little flowers bask in the midsummer heat. The flower petals flittered and flamed with a hiss, far, far in the past, yet alive is the bliss. Dalgarth as a chieftain lived lang in the land, the floods and the fires they were his to command. But oh, holy angels, what flood or what fire could free him frae bonds o' satanic desire? Death pale grows the watcher wha peers through the flame, to spy in the past on the great house o' blame. He looks on the woodland in clear summer light, the trees growing green and the sun shining bright. He sees frae the forest the twa lovers steal, Dalgarth in his beauty, wi' hell at his heel. He sees in eternal and absolute now, the flowers catching fire and the wee in a low. Nay, nay, cries the watcher, nay, let me not see the green wood, the fair flowery lea.
Miss Laura, black, black, black is the colour of my true love's hair, traditional song. Black is the colour of my true love's skin. White girl, black man, where is the sin? Sweet talk murmured by Miss Laura's mouth, lynch fires howling up and down the south. Up the avenue, gentlemen ride, want Miss Laura for their golden bride. Ladies so pretty don't grow on trees, rich men, poor men, down on their knees. Rich men, poor men, every man white, Miss Laura lovely as the morning light. Who will you choose to take to your bed? The black boy standing at my horse's head. Ancient avenues and aisles of gloom, Miss Laura's riding with her darky groom. Riding slowly under shrouds of moss to the brimming river that the dusk blows across. They walk their horses through the sundown glow, beside Savannah where it ripples slow. Hear what she whispers in her muted voice, and tell me truly if that man had a choice. Oh, tell me truly if that man had a choice. Look, my honey, on Savannah's wave,
still be flown when we lie in the grave. Lovers walking in the future's light will care no longer if they're black or white, or care no longer if they're black or white. Love me, honey, where Savannah flows. Love me naked, throw away my clothes. My body's open and I want you in. Black is the color of my true love's skin. Early morning when the white men came, running in packs and carrying flame. She heard them running, then she shrieked and said, Black boy, force me to his savage bed. Force Miss Laura to his jungle bed. They lit the faggots and the fire licked high. He called Miss Laura with his last loud cry. For her was the last wild glance of his eyes, ere the blare of his burning shook the sun from the skies. Black man burning shook the sun from the skies. Miss Laura's talking and she can't keep still. From her pretty lips the love words spill. Talkin', talkin' with a tongue of fire that must speak passion and can never tire. Folk who wander by that river's brink, just when the red sun's aimin' to sink, under branches where the moss moves slow, hear Miss Laura speakin' hoarse. Love me, honey, where Savannah flows. Love me naked, throw away my clothes. My body's open and I want you in. Black, 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 black is the color of my true love's skin.
Night nursery rhyme. Bells clang low in Tom Never's tower. High is the moon, late is the hour. Fallen lax as a hawthorn spray, the moon maid lies under flowering May. The mirror speaks on Tom Never's wall. She was the fairest, oh, them all. The armed man turns where torches pass, his mailed fist threatens the weeping glass. Over the hills and far away, the moon doth shine as bright as day. A silver whispering fills the air, she was the fairest, oh, the fair. The bells ding fast and the bells ding slow. She moves a wraith in her robes of snow. Through blossoming thorns, sleep-scented May, to the claver o' bells she wafts her way. Tom Never, thy mirror is dark. Say far in its depths a fiery spark. She hovers up like a deathly flower to the window high in the darkened tower. She seeks the window, looking on night beyond the reach of an eagle's flight. The great tower swings with an earthquake shock. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. The magic egg frae the roof is hung, rock-a-bye baby roughly swung. The egg rays light frae a hundred eyes, a light
as fierce as its raging cries. The red rose laughs and the lily flower. Tom Never laughs in the burning tower, his arms outstretched as he leaps through light to seize his shadow and clasp it tight. The shadow flickers between the wars, the light of the unborn leaps and falls. Upon the lovers that light is shed, it falls and leaps to the dance they tread. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, loved alike with passion and grief. All the king's horses bounding and gone, how many miles to Babylon? His shadow leaps to the man's embrace, the chanting fire is the trysting place, but against the window the woman clings, spreading like snow her silent wings. Her palms beat fast on the window pane, the tears on her cheeks like crystal rain. She craves with a dead moon's starved desire yon lovers lost in the world of fire. Ride a cock horse, cries the babe unborn, little boy blue, come blow your horn, as hearts are shaken that tower doth shake, to thundering bells that warn awake. Awake or fall through the crags or dream, awake or dee with a cock's first scream. As fades the full moon gazing on day, she fades and pines to a phantom grey. Broad and cold are the fields of dew, cold is the grass her feet go through. She sinks to dust in the hawthorn grove, a trumpet sounds for triumphing love. The road that runs through the starlit sky, and the riders to Babylon prancing high, their horses rear when the trumpet calls, pitched through the ceiling the burnie falls. Gang Dun, Lord Bothwell, frae Mary's tune, and Paris frae Troy, Gang Dun, Gang Dun. Not while the day star dwines in the west will peace be found on a woman's breast. The bells are hushed in the burning tower, the moon lies hid in the hawthorn bower, the mirror whispers blind on the wall, she was the fairest of them all.
Evil Spirit Blues. If I could keep drinking my whole life long, drinking liquor that's hot and strong, maybe, oh man, I might forget this evil spirit that once I met. Ever hear tell, o silken luck, born in horror and bred in muck, silken luck are they two or one, going horon in streets or sun. Luck's as black as a blazing night, silk's as blonde as the morning light, fresh in their teens and wild and free, and both as wicked as they can be. Man, they're wicked as they can be. Evil spirit spoilin' for fight, meets them gals on a moonless night, spits blue fire and splittin' in two, yells, I'll burn up the pair o' you. Flaring in both, that fire is one, hellfire walking the streets o' sun. Evil spirits taking this town, use them bitches to burn it down.
fair as the full moon that is silk, like she fed on honey and milk, milk and honey, a balmy flood, and just few drops o' a man's heart blood. Luck in your arms is mighty nice. Love her once and you come back twice. Satan himself done put her wise, fire in her legs and fun in her eyes. Satan himself done stomp and pound, use them gals for a stompin' ground. Rube was a man, lived a decent life, children to love and a lawful wife. Now he lies in the river's muck, all on account of silk and luck. Spend his money and ruin his soul, no more money and then he stole. Rube's in the river, his children cry, fancy gals goes a-flauntin' by. Preacher stands up and he says, beware, says them gals is the devil's snare. If you see them walkin', just start to pray, and you keep walkin' the other way. Silk and luck on their loiterin' feet, wherever they walk they light up the street. Don't need street lamps doin' right well, lighten our roads with the fires o' hell. Love's as rough as the fires o' hell. Young Bill Archer raided a store, brought the loot to his yellow-haired whore. Charlie Jones was a reckless buck, smashed out of jail for a night with luck. Holy Jesus, them cats was cool, had this whole town playing the fool. All men crazy, exceptin' me, I could take 'em or let 'em be. Take 'em, or let 'em be. Creatures.
Go.